From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. In Germany, far-right extremism has taken hold in growing pockets of society. It has even infiltrated swaths of the German military and police force. Today, an interview with Matt Stevens, a public relations manager for the neo-Nazis. It's Friday, May 28th. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbaro, who not only would walk around in his boxers, even though I had company over, but today also chose to cover far-right extremism in Germany. Here to shed further light on the situation, Matt Stevens, who works PR for the German neo-Nazis.
Hey, man. What's up?
Sorry, you aren't German.
No. I just do PR work for whoever will hire me. I just got to make rent, you know?
Oh, so can you explain the rise of neo-Nazism in Germany?
Yeah. So first off, let's focus less on the Nazism and more on the neo, because Nazism, not so cool. But neo, pretty cool, right? Are we freeing people from the Matrix or what? All right. Yeah. I just realized you can't see it, but I'm doing that thing where I'm dodging bullets in slow-mo.
Okay. But Matt, I don't think its appeal comes from the Matrix. These extremists seem to have grown as a reaction to when Germany let in hundreds of thousands of refugees from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq in 2015.
Right. It's sort of like the way hipsters grew out of a resistance to consumerism. They're into old things, right? Like vintage typewriters. Neo-Nazis are the same, except instead of typewriters, they're into vintage racism.
But they're universally condemned.
I know, right? People hate hipsters.
No, I meant Nazis.
Oh, right.
A recent report by the German government suspected over 1,400 instances of far-right extremism were committed between 2017 and 2020 by German soldiers and German policemen. Why has neo-Nazism taken such a grip within German security forces?
Look, I'm just spitballing here, but it's sort of cool. You know, in a way, military and police are supposed to defend people, so you're kind of edgy by going against what you're supposed to do. It's like thinking about sex when you're in church, right?
No, because these people aren't just thinking. One of the four fighting groups of the KSK, the German Navy SEALs, had to be dissolved because it had gotten so infiltrated. And another member of the KSK was found with thousands of rounds of ammunition in his backyard, explosives, much believed to be stolen from the military itself.
I know. That's extremely dangerous. I mean, Christ, there's 600 German soldiers under investigation right now for suspected extremism. But from another angle, it sounds pretty cool, right? An elite shadow army within the army. It's like a movie with Michael B. Jordan, except, of course, he wouldn't be able to be in it.
Because he's black.
Yes. And because it would be terrible for his career. Can you imagine?
This shadow army does not sound cool, though. It sounds terrifying. You need to be able to trust that your security forces will protect against radicalism, particularly in Germany, where in the last 2 years, a politician was shot and killed on his front porch. There was an attack on a synagogue where 2 people were killed. And in an immigrant neighborhood, a gunman killed 9 people.
Oh, man. All right. You're not making it easy for me to put a positive spin on this whole rise of neo-Nazism in Germany thing, huh? Okay. Do you have any ideas?
Give a positive spin? No, I'm a journalist. My whole job is to be unbiased.
Thought it was worth a shot. Ooh, how about fashion? Okay, like those Nazi outfits were pretty fabulous, right? Like if you forget about the whole Holocaust thing, you got to admit they knew how to dress, right?
Okay, we'll be right back.
Yeah, I knew it was a shot in the dark.
Spotify brought you Renegades, a podcast with conversations between Bruce Springsteen and former President Barack Hussein Obama. But who wants to listen to that? Instead, check out Parler's new podcast, Deep State, with conversations between Kid Rock and the real President Donald J. Trump. They talk about racism, like how white people are being discriminated against, and police brutality, like how the police are being treated so brutally. Download it now before it's taken down by cancel culture.
Before the break, Matt, we were talking about the rise of far-right extremism within Germany. Could you tell us about Nordcruz?
Ooh, you heard about them, huh? Okay, so Nordcruz, that was a far-right group that was started by an ex-police officer. It had about 30 people, and they would just chill, drink beers, plan for the collapse of the German social order, barbecue, watch some sport.
Sorry, plan for the collapse of the German social order.
Yeah, so some of the neo-Nazis had this belief that there will be a day when the country's falling into chaos and they'll have to save it. They call that Day X.
Day X.
I know. Honestly, I told them not to call it that. I think we're going to run into some copyright issues because Day X sounds like Lil Nas X, which could be bad. Unless we do a co-branding thing, which might work, actually, because he's already dancing with the devil and the Nazis are the actual devil. It's just an idea. But I only have to worry about that if the group starts turning out hit songs.
Oh, wait, is Nordcruz planning on making music?
No, they're mainly planning on assassinating people based off police databases that they had access to. But if they ever wanted to pivot and do a German boy band thing, you know, I didn't want there to be any issues. Like, what if they did a German One Direction, Uns Direction? But look, as far as a far-right group goes, they sound pretty cool, right?
No, Nordcruz sounds like a...
Crap, dude. I just realized Nordcruz sounds like Tom Cruise. That's going to be a whole other copyright issue.
Okay, but beyond copyright issues, this group sounds deranged.
I know that. They suck. I'm trying, okay? They tried to make it look cool by communicating on a secret channel on that app Telegram. That way you feel like you're in a cool club, you know? It's like those speakeasies in New York City where everyone knows about it because it's on Yelp, but millennials are still like, oh my God, this is just for us.
The difference, of course, is that millennials are just drinking, whereas this group was preparing for a doomsday.
Yeah. So the authorities found out about it and discovered over 50,000 rounds of ammunition. They also had stocked up on 100 days worth of supplies like food, gas, exactly zero condoms, because obviously they're not getting laid. But yeah, the government found out about Nordcruz and shut it down. And honestly, I am relieved because it's pretty hard to do PR for a group of 30 neo-Nazis planning for an apocalypse.
But zooming out, it sounds like this group, Nordcruz, was just one group of many in an increasingly weaponized and skilled far right in Germany.
Hey, do you think if instead of Day X, we called it Day Triple X, would that sound cooler?
No.
I know.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Here at Facebook, we take privacy very seriously because what's important to you is important to us. Like Kathy Chen, age 41, of Trenton, New Jersey. We want her to feel safe. Whether she's logging on from her home, 58 Westwood Lane, or the home of Mark Bryant, the coworker she's having an affair with. And we'd never let hackers access her social security number. 024-578-9990 is safe with us. To find out what else we're doing to protect your data, go to facebook.com/data and log in with your name and ATM PIN. For example, 2874, which is Kathy's.
Here's what else you need to know today. Spain introduced anti-racism stamps that were skin tone colored, but accidentally made the darker stamps less valuable than the lighter ones. Spain apologized, but probably made things worse when it said it would eliminate the dark ones. Today's guest was comedian Zain Sharif. Follow him on Instagram at Zain Sharif Comedy. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you on Tuesday after the holiday.